T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Marks and Reese, Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. You'll have another chance to win $1,000. That's coming up at 4 o'clock, and have some good guests on today, including our next guest, who is he's down there. The Super Bowl's coming his way, Ikey.
Oh man,
Hugh Douglas. Who? When I think of somebody saying Big Red, I actually think of Hugh Douglas going, "Oh, Big Red, what's up, Hugh?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Do or die."
It's do or die, man. Hey, can I get a chance to win that $1,000? Because I heard they're talking about $1,000.
But is he your sister station down there in Atlanta? Yeah, you're not eligible.
Hey,
if that's the case.
They don't know that. See, there you go talk about something that we ain't even got to be talking
get
about.
Get a burner cell phone, or use your burner cell phone and text it that way. And if you win, just hand it off to somebody for a cut. You know what I mean? Hugh, first of all, your reaction to the Eagles and what they were able to accomplish, man, the last 4 weeks of the season, and then getting the playoff win. And, I mean, Hugh, we're talking about maybe a play with Alshon Jeffrey, and who knows what Drew Brees does after that. Eagles could be in the NFC Championship game right now somehow.
No question about it, man. And I'm up here looking at it. I would be looking at it like, man, what if the Eagles came to town? What if all of Philadelphia was down here in Atlanta? For me, that would be great. But it didn't happen that way. And I think when you step back and you look at it, I think it was for the best, guys. I mean, because let's be realistic. Nick Foles takes you to another NFC Championship game and wins it. The conversation that you're having after the Super Bowl is a tough conversation. Let's just be honest now. That's a tough conversation to have.
Oh, yeah. We've been having it for about a month now.
and Hugh, we said the same thing yesterday. Even though it didn't feel like it, the best thing, because you're right, if Nick Foles wins another game, now more people are now saying, well, maybe he should be the guy here long term, right? Mm-hmm. With the loss, everybody kind of forgets about it.
No question about it. You know, the guy, my sounding board, when I talk football, especially football in Philadelphia, is Ike Reese, because Ike talks me off the ledge. And the last time we had a conversation, and I said, man, Nick's won the Super Bowl. He needs to be the quarterback. I was like, man, you crazy. Between the two of them, there is no comparison of who's the better athlete. And that's true. But Nick Foles run that offense. When he runs that offense, man, it's a different animal. And I think that's because of the distribution. He gets everybody involved. It's a different animal.
Yeah, don't tell that to Ike.
No, he's right. No, I'm glad he said what he said, so our listeners will know it's not just them that I argue with. I'll argue with my former teammates, too, with no problem.
Man, I'm telling you, they would get upset with you when you're talking about that. But he's right. Carson Wentz is a better athlete, man, but when you talk about running the offense efficiently, Nick Foles is that guy for whatever reason. During this time of the year, this is when he seems to shine.
Okay, so we got our little quarterback conundrum here, but I think it sort of resolved itself and moving forward. When you look at the Eagles, right, and moving forward, man, how do you see this team, right? You got the Falcons in the NFC, so I know you still feel like they're going to be a team that needs to be dealt with. But when you look at the Eagles, you look right. Do you view them as a team that they are still right there as one of the best in the NFC, or do we need to do a bunch of retooling and reloading and take a step back?
You know what it is? I would say this. Across the defensive line, you've gotten a little older. Now, it's obvious that Fletcher Cox is the straw that stirs the drink.
That was obvious last week.
There's no question about that. When he goes, listen, Fletcher Cox leaves that game, man, it's a different dynamic. There's no question about that. As far as contention, I think that the Eagles can still contend, but you're getting a little longer in the tooth. You know, when you talk about that defensive front, guys are a little bit older up front, outside of a Fletcher Cox. Mm-hmm. So you look at that, and you look at the young receivers and the good mix of veteran guys. You feel like you can still contend because, you know, let's be honest, the Cowboys are going to be there. The Giants, it all depends. They have a lot of retooling that they have to do. Arizona Cardinals are they're not. I mean, they're not even
man. They're not in the NFC East anymore either.
No, but I was just talking about the NFC in general.
Oh, my
You're
bad.
Talking about the East. I think in the East. Though,
with
to your point,
Giants and the Cowboys.
Yeah. It's Cowboys. That's it.
Cowboys, maybe the Giants, and because you can turn things around fast in the NFL if you have a lot of talent. Oh, yeah. If they could figure out the offensive line and the quarterback up there in New York.
Look at the Bears. Look how they turned it around as quick as they did.
Well, listen, we'll see what the Bears do next year playing that first place schedule, too. Like, but here, I look at the Eagles right now, and I see the Rams and the Saints as kind of the tier one teams in the NFC. And then the Eagles are right there at the top of the second one. So I look at this upcoming year, if I'm Howie, I'm not necessarily throwing all my chips in the middle, but I'm trying to win it again. Everybody tells me how great Carson Wentz is, including my co-host here. I hear it all.
Pretty good.
If he's as good as people say, they should be able to win a Super Bowl next year.
Well, damn.
Yeah, he needs to stay healthy, though, man. It's lofty expectations, man. Listen, it's hard to do what the Patriots seem to do every year, and that's being contention. That's hard to do and stay relevant. They do a great job with their personnel department and everything like that, man. And you tend to worry about the fact that the Eagles are a little bit longer in the tooth. When you look at all those other teams that you're talking about, top-tier teams, they have a good mix of young guys. I would probably take the Saints out of that mix because Drew Brees is 40, but he has a young supporting cast around him.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, that's a factor, too, because, as you know, as well as me and my old teammate know, when your skills go, they go rather quickly. So there's no telling what's going to happen. There's no telling what's going to happen next year.
All right, Hugh Douglas, give me, when I say Andy Reid, when I say Big Red, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
I remember Andy when he told us when he first got there, we were in a huddle, and we had did three straight days of two-a-days. And I remember complaining about him. I was like, man, this man don't know what the hell he's doing. And he told me to shut the hell up. Don't you know you're getting better? That's what I remember about Andy. He told us to shut up. Cause we were in the huddle. I was in the huddle complaining about, man, what the hell is he doing? Because we were out there banging. You remember that first day?
He talked about it already.
I was talking about it earlier, man. I said Andy was trying to weed guys out of there, man. He was trying to figure out who he wanted in and who didn't want to be there.
Didn't tell anybody anything. And I'm looking at him. And so I got mad and I said something. And he told me to shut the hell up.
Dude, what did you like about Andy? Wait, why do you, and you can tell all you guys, the core of that team, were very fond of Andy. What did you like about him?
You know what? Because of that right there, you know, we had talent. We didn't really have any direction. And, you know, that wasn't necessarily a knock on Ray Rose, because I think Ray Rose was a great coach as well. But Andy came in, man, and to Ike's point, he was weeding cats out. We didn't know what to expect from Andy, because I think coming in, you know, there was a lot of talk about some other people that were potentially going to be head coach. We didn't know that much about Andy. He had an offensive background coming from Green Bay, and he was a young coach. And so coming in, not knowing that much about him, we tended, and that was a year after we had Dana Bible.
Yep.
So now you're coming with that guy who came from Boston College, Dana Bible, and now we get a rookie head coach, and we're like, man, what the hell is going on? But Andy came in right away, man, and he commanded that respect. He got that respect, and I think that's why the guys like him, because he was a no nonsense kind of coach, man. And he had his moments where he tried to be funny. Andy Reid had a terrible sense of humor. Coach Reid had a terrible sense of humor, but he tried to be funny. And I think that's what guys liked about him.
What is it with these coaches, man? I said the same thing earlier. I'm like, man, he would try to tell a joke, and you're like, what? Am I supposed to laugh because he's the coach? What am I doing?
And I did that a few times. Yeah, because it's like you laugh because you don't want to make the moment awkward. But he would tell some terrible jokes.
It seemed like that you guys appreciated it because it was his way of forming a personal relationship with you guys.
Yeah. And you know what? That's important, man. When you look at all these young teams, you look at Sean McVay, for example, young coach in the NFL. You know what the biggest thing that he did that has made his team successful? I'm pretty sure he's ingratiated himself to the guys. He's gotten to know those guys. They feel like they can talk to him about anything. Hell, he's what, 32 years old, 33 years old? He's about the same age as some of the guys that's on his team.
Yeah.
So, I mean, guys respect that, and they appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, talking to Hugh Douglas. All right, so what do you like this weekend, Hugh? What do you think of the games?
Man, I picked the Saints, and I picked Kansas City. I picked Kansas City. The Saints, man, listen, that game against the Eagles last week, you could feel the momentum switch. And it was on that Tyson Hill fake hunt. That was the momentum switcher. That building was rocking. It was hard to hear. It's hard to play down there, no question about it. I think the Eagles had a great game plan, but when guys started dropping like flies, man, it was kind of tough. to overcome that crowd. I think the crowd is going to play a huge factor in that. Kansas City Chiefs, man, listen, it's Andy Reid. I'm pulling for Big Red. I do not want to see the Patriots go to another Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Flat out.
Oh, I agree with you. And, Hugh, I think for the first time, a lot of Eagles fans, because coming off the Super Bowl, I don't want to see Andy fail. You know, I don't want to see Andy look silly with bad decisions down the stretch. And I don't know if I would have said that before the Super Bowl, but I'm rooting for Andy to get one. So I think a lot of people are.
No question about it, man. You know what? Because it's funny. Coach Reed has been in this situation before, and we know what happened to their team last year when they had a home game in the playoffs.
Yep.
Coach Reed's legacy is, I don't want to say it's on the line, but it's going to take another hit if it doesn't go his way and he doesn't make it here to Atlanta.
No question.
It really is. And I hate that for him. I hate that for him. But I'm pulling for him. I think he has a quarterback to do it with. You got 2,000-yard receivers.
Yeah.
One, the Kansas City Chiefs. Tight end Kelce and Tariq Hill. Dude, that's pretty impressive. For a first-year starter quarterback, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Listen, ATL is hosting the Super Bowl, man. You stay out of there. Stay out of them streets, man.
Man, listen.
Hey,
listen,
man.
You know, I'm going to go to one of them local establishments to get me a fish sandwich, so I got to get me a fish sandwich.
Well, listen, they're going to have everything down there for you. All the old heads will be in town, man. I know all the guys coming to town. Who all hit you up? I know you got some people that hit you up.
Man, I had people hit me up asking me to stay, and I said, no. We're not doing that. Listen, we're a little bit too old for that now.
That's exactly what I would have asked for. I would have asked for a room if I came down there. Let me get a room.
Me and you are different. We're different. We're cool like that. But, you know, we can't do some of the things we used to do back the last time the Super Bowl was here in Atlanta. You know, times have changed.
Oh, man, 99. Yeah, that was 20 years ago, man. Yeah.
Yeah, we've changed. So we can't do, you know, we can't run the streets and, you know, singing up songs and hanging out in the park and hang out here. We got responsibility.
Mm-hmm. No, you can do it one night, just not every night.
You can't do it every night. You can do it one night.
No, man, I'm not doing it at all, man. The city, you know, they're already talking about, you know, this whole TSA thing and now the martyrs messed up down here.
Yep.
Man, it's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be ridiculous.
All right, there he is, the great Hugh Douglas here.
All right, brother.
Thanks, man. Enjoy. Stay out of trouble.
Hey, not a problem. Have a good one.
All right, there he is, Hugh.
Bullet wound.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what we used to call him.
When I think of that team, I think of Hugh's loud mouth.
Oh, yeah.
But you do. You guys all balanced each other very well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that deal I do. Hugh, Hollis, Corey, Darwin. Oh, man. Yeah, those were the Paul Grass Manis, those were the jokers, like the pranksters.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had Derek Burgess.
Who no one even would go near, right?
Man.
Well, I remember Hugh in training, when he was playing, he was like, oh, yeah, no, he's a different cat. No one's messing around with that dude. Is that true?
Well, Derek Burgess put the fear of God.
As a rookie?
As a rookie, man. See, now, I know these type of cats, though, right? Like, some guys, you just know like that.
Was it a look?
Yeah.
It was just a look in his eyes.
I mean, this dude had a perm. This dude came through with a perm. I said, oh, no. And boy from Mississippi?
You thought you guys were going to make fun of him.
Ooh, no, that's what they thought they were going to do. Look, me, I'm like, listen, any dude still wearing a perm in 2003, 2002, whatever it was, you don't mess with him. Because believe me, he done hurt it all. And he's still wearing his perm.
Yeah, he doesn't have the perm anymore in some pictures I'm looking at.
He looks
pretty serious. So.
Oh, listen now, we had a couple guys that they wouldn't let up for a couple of years, yeah.
That look right there?
Oh, man, that's D. Burge, man. That's D. Burge, man. D. Burge ain't no joke. I made sure I was on his good side. I'm with you, Debo.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
That's right. Make him bring your chicken.
That was a good draft pick by the Eagles, by the way. He's a good player.
Great draft pick. But too bad he didn't really flourish until he left. Yeah.
Until he left.
But yeah, man, D-Burge, man.
888-729-9494. Got them eyes, man.
Man, boy, bloodshot red all the time.
He's got them eyes.
Bloodshot red.
And they tell a story.
Woo!
4 o'clock, next chance to win $1,000. That's coming up. Bobby Taylor at 4:15.
I got to tell this. I'm riding to practice with D. Burge, man, and ND, right? Hey, we're up at Lehigh.
ND Kalu?
Yeah, ND Kalu. Okay. We're up at Lehigh. And I'm hitching a ride down with them, right? You either catch a van down after you eat breakfast down to the field, you know.
Or someone drives you.
Or somebody is driving and you hop in a ride with them. So I hop in with D. Burge and ND Kalu.
All right.
Well, why did I do that? Now, I'm going to tell you, it's about a 5-minute ride from the cafeteria down to the fields at Lehigh. Maybe a little more. Well, this dude lit up a Marlboro. What? I said,
are you sick of
it? What are you talking about? What are you doing? Derek Burge, man, this dude lit up a cigarette, dog. On the way down to the field. Bro, I got to have this before we hit this field.
Think it's a big drag?
I'm in the back seat like, man, what are we doing, man? I'm worried about smelling like smoke when I get out the car and everything. I'm like, dude, I'm not walking in with y'all, man. Well, y'all, let me out, and I'm going to walk around the back of the locker room, man. I never rode with them down to the field again.
ND too?
No, D. Burge. But
just smoking cigarettes.
Obviously, ND rides with him every day. They were
so
tight.
So he knows. That after breakfast cigarette, man, that's the best one of the day.
That's exactly what it was, boy. That's exactly what it was.
Couple big drags.
That dude took 3 drags and that thing was gone.
He was smoking cigarettes?
Man, on the way to practice, dude. I'm not playing, man. And then went out there and practiced and will wreck shop. I'm assuming he did this every day.
Yeah, I don't think that was a special occasion.
Oh, man. And was out in practice giving people fits.
Maybe you should have started smoking,
oh,
Ike.
Oh, man.
Hey, we'll come back. Your chance to win $1,000.
That boy D. Burge, boy. That dude. That's one of my memorable teammates right there.
Yeah, man. I'd say so. Also coming up next, sounds of the day. Charles Barkley takes the Sixers to task, and he's right.
I heard him last night, yeah.
Michael Bennett talking about Wentz or Foles, and then we have the best of Gabe Kapler from MLB Network.
Did you see Gabe?
He was fresh from the barbershop.
Ben, did you see Gabe?
He had like a hoodie on.
Did you see him?
Looking good.
He had a hoodie with wasn't he wearing the hoodie with the jacket?
Yeah, he was glowing. Those eyebrows, man.
What's the male version of a cougar?
That's Gabe. Dude, he literally might have stepped out of a tanning booth 13 seconds before it. Right. And he was shaped
perfect,
up.
Man. He was perfect, man.
He was shaped up from the barbershop.
Looked good.
His hair was perfect. He was, and Ben, what did you say about the bass in his voice too? It's like he has a plug-in.
Watch this. What? Yeah, go ahead.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.